Yeah, where's your comment?
Yeah. Other things, right?
We have some time to call it warm, but not too much anymore.
Is there another word for a name a child might be known only in his family?
Yeah, that'd be a nickname, I guess.
Ever hear a pet name?
Pet name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard it, Virginia.
Don't use it then.
Don't use it.
What would you call something on wheels you put a baby in and he'd lie down?
A what?
What would you call something on wheels that you could put a baby down in?
Oh, a baby carriage, a stroller.
What would if you had a kind of 8-10-inch wheels with it, with a cowl or a hood on it?
That'd be a buggy. Mm-hmm. That'd be a buggy.
How would they differ?
I guess the buggy would be bigger than a carriage and a little more elaborate. And a stroller just be something you could either push him along in and drop the bottom off and let him walk in.
Are there any other kinds of things like that?
I think they make a 3-wheel thing they call a trainer probably. Just something you kind of toddle around walking. Just kind of swinging seat in it. Mm-hmm. But you're training your stroller and your buggies is about all of them, I guess.
What if you put the baby in the carriage, you went out and you say, I'm going to
take him for a ride. Mm-hmm. I have to take him out.
How would you say your children ranged in age? Sally, would you say somebody was the...
Oh, youngest and oldest.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't necessarily the chronological age, how would you put it?
Or to say young and older.
Well, besides he was the oldest, you might speak it from the terms of being, oh, he's so.
Right. The oldest.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, like Warren is grown up, but of all the boys, Joe is the more.
Yes, Joe's youngest.
If your children would be boys and not, you don't have any of this.
What, boys and girls?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And a girl child would be your
daughter.
If a woman was going to have a child, you say she was what?
Expecting or pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Which one might you use more commonly?
Well, I believe people use, they call them pregnant. Now that you said it, expecting.
Mm-hmm. Or any other terms for that? Or terms women would use between themselves?
I don't know.
They don't have this
book boy. I don't know any other.
Suppose a woman didn't have a husband. How might they phrase it then?
Oh, what you expecting?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know that happened a little while back, yeah, but she didn't know kind of what the first thing about. I'm curious, I guess.
And is there any joking ways you might talk about it?
Well, some of them kind of joke a little bit about that one. She probably surprised and so. I don't think she knew she was expecting herself that she had it. That was a widow woman, you remember that,
don't you?
Get on the Nashville Road.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You can tell me about the life.
Yeah, we won't put it on tape.
Well, go ahead.
You best not to.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, a woman might send for somebody.
You're midwives and grannies, the niggas are grannies and the wife's called midwives.